Good morning, Medicine Ball Caravan time here on KRVS, if you dare to bask in the bastions of this citadel. I'm Cecil Doyle. We've got an hour of great music up ahead. Coming to you with Hearts of Stone from Los Lobos and the Rolling Stones. And oh, well, just kind of ironically, speaking of Hearts of Stone, the great Oklahoma native singer-songwriter J.J. Cale passed away of a heart attack while in the hospital. Of course, he was hospitalized because of the heart attack and later passed away on Friday. One of the originators of the Tulsa sound that sort of combined blues, folk, jazz, a very laid-back style. 74-year-old John Weldon Cale, better known as J.J. We're going to go back to his album from 1990 entitled Travelogue. Something called Who's Talking?
Stirring up, who's talking, who's lying? But all I find is a handful of thorns in a place where blossoms should grow. Some hearts are made of stone, some are cold made of ice, some beat all alone.
That I've known, I've made so many cry, and still I wonder why. Here comes a little girl, I see you walking down the street. She's all by herself. I try and knock off her feet. This heart of stone, oh no, no, this heart of stone. What's different about her? I don't really know. No matter how I try, just can't make her cry. This heart of stone. Oh no, no, no. This heart of stone. Don't keep on looking that same old way. If you try acting sad, you'll only make me glad. Better listen, little girl. You're going walking down the street. Ain't the kind of me. Cause she'll never break, never break, never break, never break this heart of stone. Oh no, no, you'll never break this heart of stone, darling. No, no, this heart of stone. You'll never break it, darling. You won't break this heart of stone.
Back already, almost a half century there. Rolling Stones, Heart of Stone, and Los Lobos with their tune Hearts of Stone from their release Good Morning Aztlan. And we began with heart attack victim J.J. Cale, who passed away last Friday, the legendary singer-songwriter responsible for great tunes for Clapton, like After Midnight and Cocaine, and he's the guy that wrote They Call Me the Breeze that Lynyrd Skynyrd made popular and is now pretty much the clarion call for Drew Brees fans and Saints fans here statewide. J.J. Cale doing Who's Talking from his 1990 release Travelogue. It's 13 minutes past the hour. Just a slight chance of showers this afternoon, about a 20% chance. Sunny with a high of around 94 degrees. Heat index at about 102. A hot one out there. Partly cloudy this evening, low of 74. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny. A high tomorrow predicted at about 96. Currently, it's partly cloudy, 87 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This evening, the Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville is presenting their free monthly cultural film series, Les Vieux. It's held on the last Monday of the month, 6:30 p.m. in their performance center. It will be curated this evening by Mandy Miguez, who will be screening Tintamarre on the Trail of Acadians in North America by filmmaker André Gladue. Again, that's at 6:30 this evening at Vermilionville's Performance Center, absolutely free of charge. On Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., the Voices Seasonal Reading Series presents an evening with Daryl Bork. This will take place at Carpe Diem Gelato, downtown Lafayette, 812 Jefferson Street. It will take place from 7 until 9 p.m. Again, that's an evening with Daryl Bork this Wednesday night. Also this Wednesday, that's the same announcement. Silverback's Improv Theater and Cult of the Stage Monkey present the Improv Rumble on August 2nd. That will take place next door to Carpe Diem at Theater 810, and that will be Friday, August 2nd, 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can call the theater at 484-0172. Dan Auerbach has been probably the busiest producer as of late. He's got several new projects that are just doing well right now, and one of his latest is producing an album by singer-songwriter-guitarist Valerie June. It's called Pushing Against a Stone. We'll hear a track from that, as well as going back to 2007 and listen to the group Vietnam And then we'll back that up with some classic. No, not some classic. This is actually from Steve Earle's most recent album, I'll Never Get Out Alive, produced by T-Bone Burnett, the other hot producer of the moment. But we're going to start off with the Monkees. Back in 1967, the summer of 67, they released their third album, which was the first one after they had gotten rid of Don Kirshner as their musical supervisor over the TV series, and actually went in and produced their first album, where they did all the instrumentation with just maybe one or two, you know, the producer playing bass on a track or two. This song they're playing on their current tour that's making their way down south this week. The opening tune to Headquarters, These Are the Monkees and You Told Me, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan.
Someday I may see the truth of what you
2007, the group Vietnam, singing about priest, poet, and the pig, here on the Caravan. This is Steve Earle.
Doctor, the doctor say, too bad.
Always been one of my favorite CCR tunes, Creedence Clearwater Revival and Commotion. You know, we were listening to some Creedence yesterday and talking about how, you know, when you come to think of it, it's hard to understand what John Fogerty is singing three-fourths of the time. I mean, it's great. I love his voice. I love his songs. He's one of the great American songwriters. But when you listen to his songs, try to figure out the lyrics sometime. Before Creedence, we heard Steve Earle with Meet Me in the Alleyway from his T-Bone Burnett produced album, I'll Never Get Out Alive. And Vietnam, as mentioned before that, from their self-titled album. I don't think they ever did anything else. Never heard anything about else from the group Vietnam. We heard Priest, Poet, and the Pig here on the Caravan, KRVS. A playlist for all of the tracks you heard on today's show can be found on our website. Just go to krvs.org on the homepage. It's at least during the caravan, you can see the tune highlighted right there on the homepage, right by the program description while it's airing in real time. That's at krvs.org. We also post podcasts of all the locally produced shows, including this one, on the website that you can listen to at any time. That's in the podcast feature, again, at krvs.org. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Harpistry with Valerie Green. Today, Valerie will be spotlighting summer songs from Sweden, including those featuring the 21-stringed harp guitar, also some hammered dulcimer, some Middle Eastern canoon, and the West African harp known as the kora. Relaxing music at noon every Monday here on KRVS with Harpistry. And at 1 o'clock, it's Andre Broussard with the soul sounds of the flip side. Going to play one more tune, not to blow it so far in advance of its release, but Brother Deej's upcoming album, How to Kill a Horse, is just another stellar release. A little bit more band-friendly, band-heavy, but a great, great release, and looking forward to it. This is just a beautiful song. New from Brother Deej, check out The River.
Yesterday's tomorrow, as tomorrow is today. The day after the next one, so little seem to change. You might milk an empty feeling and sorrow that it brings, a circle in the mean, and don't know who what to blame. Someday, someway, the river knows something you don't. Yesterday's tomorrow, as tomorrow is today, and the year after the next one, so little seem to change. Well, the first, the last, the leaders, the lost along the way. The trouble up in between has got to bend before you break. Someday, someway, the river knows something you don't. Yeah, the river knows something you don't. Yeah, the river knows something you don't. Ah, 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 ah want, so little seems to change. You might find a mind to keep on keeping on the way. Never mind a dream on, dreaming just the same. Someday, somebody, the villain of something you don't. Yeah, the villain of something you don't. Yeah, the villain of something you don't. You to where it's clean, to see what time it might have been. The tides have carried off the beach.
Jack Bruce, Cream, as you said, from the Wheels of Fire album that features cellist Felix Pappalardi, who is their producer and also the bassist and vocalist for the group Mountain, one of the vocalists, next to Leslie West. That was, as you said, from Wheels of Fire, 1968. Before that, Zeppelin, Robert Plant, really wailing on Friends, the second track from Led Zeppelin III. And that set began with just a great tune, well-produced, beautiful melody, top-notch production all around. Brother Deej doing The River from his upcoming release that will be out in November, early November, How to Kill a Horse. We're not going to hit too many more tracks. We're going to let the anticipation build, but just wanted to give you a sneak peek on this is the great music that's going to be included on Brother Deej's next album. Here on the Caravan on KRVS, and we're going to wrap things up with a tune by Nubian musician, oud master, Hamza El Din. He performs He performs oud, tar, and vocals on this track that also features cellist Joan Jeanrenaud, formerly of Kronos Quartet, and pianist W.A. Mathieu. This is from 1998, something called A Wish.
Thank you. riesco cani.
Played a track from this album on last evening's Earthbeat. I thought I'd do the title track on today's Medicine Ball Caravan. Hamza El Din with A Wish here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who joined you in support of this station. Valerie Green is up next with Harpistry. Have a great day. Come on back. We'll do this again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat station.